I will hear from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good morning, afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another wonderful Sunday prayer service with your host, our chaplain, Mr. Robert Weathers. I hope everyone's having a blessed Sunday, and I hope y'all are staying cool, because I know it's warm as anything down here. Without further ado, turn the microphone over to Mr. Robert Weathers.
Hey, good morning, Bobby, and thank you. Man, I tell you what, I just finished this prayer service sermon. I did not know what actually God was going to put on my heart. And I was having challenges and stuff like that, but he came through as usual. So I give glory to God, and this is his prayer service as usual and as always. But it comes from him. So good morning, afternoon, everyone. It was 9:50 a.m. here, just an hour and a half before I had anything on my heart that I knew of to speak about, talk about under the gun. But it is funny. Wisdom kept coming up when I was reading different versions of the Bibles I have collected. You see, when I was a practicing Catholic, a very good man, a priest, gave me his Bible, a New American Bible. Now, not having any formal education in doctrine or theology or the such, I don't care where God sends me to learn and preach salvation, as long as it is about Christ and the redemption he gave us. I digress, though. I opened up the New American Bible to wisdom. Now, I'm not going to get into history of it all, except it's not in Protestant Bibles, so I was even wondering whether or not to speak on it. I want to be sensitive to others here. I truly do. But I also want to be bold enough to speak on what God gives me. So I'll read some passages from Wisdom, because when going through prayer in my King James Version Bible and going through a Holman Christian Study Bible, I was looking at Malachi. There was a sentence I read which led to, again, the word wisdom. But let's pray. Father, wisdom is the word you have given to me today, which in itself comes only from you. So, Father, I ask you, guide my heart, my words, to come from you, who is infinite in wisdom, so that what you lay before us we consume and meditate on. We know that we need you, and you will provide when we ask. So, Lord God, we ask now in your word, give us the wisdom we desperately need and desire today, and use it for your glory as we go about our lives and bring it to those around us. As Solomon asks, so do we. Bring us your wisdom, Lord, so that we may grow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now it's time to praise and worship him in song. This first one is Chris Tomlin, I Will Rise.
My Lord, you put your hand on the sound.
There we go.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail.
Teach me your wisdom, O God, and this is done by Axe Initiative. Mm-hmm. Melody on a Sunday morning, and what words, great words to listen to, good lyrics. All right, the next song I have is God I Look to You by Bethany Worrell, from Bethel Music. Let me get this set up.
I love you.
Get all our wisdom from God. So as I said, looking for a word, I started reading in my New American Bible, the Book of Wisdom, in chapter 7, verses 17 and 18. It says, "For the first step toward discipline is a very earnest desire for her, which is wisdom. Then, care for discipline is love of her. Love means keeping of her laws. To observe her laws is the basis for incorruptibility. And incorruptibility makes one close to God. You see, this reminded me of the prophecy passage in 2 Timothy 3. In some translation, it says, men will be without self-control in the last days. How often do we see that in others, but even more so in ourselves? Let's read it in the Amplified Bible, verses Timothy 3, 1 through 9. But understand this, that in the last days, dangerous times, in quote, parentheses, or I don't know what you call them, like parentheses, of great stress and trouble will come, in parentheses, difficult days that will be hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self, in parentheses, narcissistic, self-focused, lovers of money, impelled by greed, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane, and in parentheses, and they will be, unloving, in parentheses, devoid of natural human affection, calloused and inhumane, in other words, a hard heart, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, devoid of self-control. Now, that's the one that I was focused on. In parentheses, it says intemperate or immoral, brutal, haters of good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of, in parentheses, sensual pleasure, rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of, in parentheses, outward, godliness, in parentheses, religion, although they have denied its power, in parentheses, for their conduct nullifies their claim of faith. Avoid such people and keep far away from them, for among them are those who worm their way into homes and captivate morally weak and spiritually dwarfed women, weighed down by, in parentheses, the burden of their sins, easily swayed by various impulses, always learning and listening to anybody who will teach them, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Just as Janus and Jambres, the court magicians of Egypt, in parentheses, opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth, men of depraved mind, unqualified and worthless, in parentheses, as teachers, in regard to the faith. But they will not get very far, for their meaningless nonsense and ignorance will become obvious to everyone, as was that of Janus and Jambres. This is what God says in the last times, that people will be without self-control. In other words, they won't be wise, they won't be disciplined. So it is wise or wisdom to be disciplined in our ways, to strive for that, to give up those things that are not good for us spiritually in order to become closer to God. We won't be totally incorruptible here in this life, but we can strive for it. It takes discipline to do so, and that is wisdom that shows us to be that. So what else did God show me about wisdom? Well, when I was searching some more, I was reading in my Holman Christian Standard Study Bible in Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord, but you ask, how have you loved us? Wasn't Esau Jacob's brother? This is the Lord's declaration. Even so, I loved Jacob, but I hated Esau. I turned his mountains into a wasteland and gave his inheritance to the desert jackals. Though Edom says, we have been devastated, but we will rebuild the ruins. The Lord of hosts says this, they may build, but I will demolish. They will be called a wicked country, and the people the Lord has cursed forever. Your own eyes will see this, and you yourselves will say, the Lord is great, even beyond the borders of Israel. So I was wondering why God loved Jacob and hated Esau. Reading in the footnotes, it said, let me get this here. Now, I'm going to have to read this from the book because it had so much to print, and I can't copy and paste out of a real book, so, or out of a physical book, let's put it that way. So I read you the verse from Malachi 1 through, what is it here? I think it was 1 through 5. And then it said, Malachi 1, 6, a son honors his father and a servant his master. But if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is your fear of me? Says Yahweh of hosts to you priests who despise my name. Now, I went into the footnotes because I was wondering, why would God hate Esau so much? And it said here in the footnotes, to motivate God's demand for proper worship, for marital faithfulness, and for wholehearted commitment to God, signified by acknowledging his ownership of all they had. The Lord reminded the people in 1, 2 through 5 of his faithful love throughout their history. But Judah disputed God's love, showing they had allowed life's trials to blind them to his faithfulness and loving presence. Such spiritual depletion was at the root of not only Israel's insulting religious rites. In other words, they may have still prayed to God, but he didn't listen to them because they weren't right in the heart, or they were being idolatrous to where they wouldn't even worship him at all and worship some other gods that man made. But also the moral decay and spiritual indifference that Malachi described. It says God's love had been abundantly demonstrated in recent history. In contrast to his dealings with the nation of Edom, descended from Jacob's twin brother Esau, someday Israel would no longer doubt his love. God had demonstrated his love by choosing Israel out of all the nations for an intimate relationship. And by his subsequent faithfulness, I love Jacob refers to God's choosing him over Esau as recipient and instrument of his blessing, as well as to God's enduring love for Jacob's descendants. God hated Esau in so much as he did not choose to make a covenant of blessing with him and his descendants, the Edomites, but instead destroyed them for their rebellion. That nation was noted for its pride, treachery, greed, and violence. Although God disciplined Israel severely, he did not destroy them completely, as he had done with Edom. So, the only appropriate response to God's holiness is fear, which is essential to wisdom. Now, what I read, doesn't that, I mean, it can apply, and I'm sure you feel that it can apply to us nowadays. The way things are going right now, people are drawing farther away from God than closer to God, it seems, at least nationally. Now, within our country, we still have good Christians that are still trying to stand firm on God's word. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. That is Proverbs 1 through 7. And you see, God has given us wisdom in his word through Jesus. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. And what was the bread of life? It was his word. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Just like he said to the woman at the well. In Titus 1:16, it says, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. You see, just like Esau and just like sometimes Israel and just like us, okay, we can profess that we know God, but in our works, we deny him. Are you doing that? That's the question we need to always ask ourselves in the mirror. What are we doing and professing knowing God, but are we doing what we're supposed to be doing as we profess it? In Ephesians 2:8, it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Who are we to boast, right? Are we wiser than God? Not even close. So praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. That was Psalms 112 through verse 1. And in Hebrews 13:5, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. In other words, don't love money, okay? And that, because that's idolatry. Don't love anything, honestly, more than God, because that is idolatry. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And of course, John, well, this is after John 3:16. This is 17 and 18. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And I, you know, I talk to people often, and I've heard so many people that are non-believers, and it just aches my heart to see what they're doing and see what they're saying. And, you know, and some of them proclaim they are Christians, and yet they don't do what God tells us to do. In John 5:29 it says, and shall come forth that they have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. To see, and that's it. That's just it. You know, there's only two ways to go after this life. And they're talking about spiritual life here. This is for eternity. 31, it says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And this was Jesus telling us. This is what our Father God commands us to do. This is what it means to be wise and to fear God, not in a bad way, but as we would a good father, but he is the good and holy one, perfect. He is calling us, especially right now, to be wise and do these things. But first, we must receive him in our hearts through Jesus. Okay? So not right now, I want to ask anyone out there who hasn't given their heart to the Lord to do so now, because God loves you. He doesn't want to see you go to hell. Only you choose for yourself to do so. That's why he gave us free will. He wants us to choose him freely. Will you do so? If you do, say with me this prayer. Don't wait. Death is only a breath away. Father, I have sinned, and I need your forgiveness. I want to know you more. I want to know Jesus more. I want to do your will. You said in your word, if I ask, I will receive. I believe in your word. I believe Jesus is your son, was born, died, and rose again so that I may have salvation, that all I have to do is repent and believe, and my sins are forgiven. Please now, Father, take away my sins. Change me the way you want. Send me your Holy Spirit and build in me a real, honest, true relationship with you and your son, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Those of you who prayed this and meant it, congratulations and welcome to his family. What I suggest now is finding a study Bible and well-grounded church in the scripture. Become baptized and ask God to help you find one. It's important to be around others, especially a good pastor, to get you started in the right direction and guide you in understanding. Now, it's not always going to be easy. Satan will hate you even more, and God can use you also to help others. Let's pray. Thank you once again for showing us, Father, who you truly are, that through listening and hearing and having fear of who you are to keep us disciplined in our lives, to do good and not evil, we have true wisdom in life. And let your name be praised and glorified in all things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now for our last worship song, and like I said, it was right on the wire when I came up and got this. there it is. It is called The Perfect Wisdom of Our God, and this is an unknown. So just bear with me here. Let me set it up. Oh, it's already started. Okay. Daniel 2:20, let the name of God be blessed forever and ever, for wisdom and power belong to him. It is he who reveals the profound and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him.
perfect will in your perfect way.
First Corinthians 1:24, to those who are the call of Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Amen. The perfect wisdom of our God. Oh, hold on a minute. All right. I'm just going off the notes here. You know, like I said, I was struggling to find a word, but God came through again and gave it to me, and I believe the word of wisdom, with wisdom, He's teaching us right now. We have to rely on His wisdom and the wisdom that He gives us to use wisely in this day and age and time. The way things are going right now, I mean, you all see it. You've seen it. I don't have to explain any of that. So, all I can say, guys, is be wise. Get in the book. Gain more wisdom from what the Lord says, especially in the Proverbs and, you know, a lot of the words that Solomon has written. And you will gain. You can only gain. So just do what God asks of you. Be wise in it. Be wise in what you do and making choices right now. And let God bless you. And I'll say the Aaronic blessing and hand it back over. So let's bow our heads. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. All in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, buddy, I'll turn it back over to you. I know it's a short one, but that's what God gave me.
Amen.
I would have had more songs, but it was like right on the nail, man, and I couldn't find any more quick enough. Come on, do your homework. Yeah. Well, I was trying to get my bike running yesterday, so that took up most of my time.
Did you put gas in?
I've been working, so.
What's that?
Did you put gas in?
I'm not like Bobby. I work for a living, too.
Well, that's a good thing. So do I.
I'm ready for a day off. I know that.
You're old.
Yeah. Yeah, and you said you was going to come over to do my tree limb, too.
Oh, man. I'll still come over.
Whatever.
When I have time. Right now it's exactly 105 degrees in my shop. Gotta love it.
It doesn't affect you because you're in the air-conditioned part of the office with your feet up.
Well, I'll tell you right now, why don't you get your butt over here to my shop and you'll find out real quick just how cool it is.
All right, you two. Am I going to have to stop this car again?
Especially when you get swamp ass at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Watch it. I was going to tell you, if it's hot there, just think what it would be like in hell if you don't change your ways.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes, sir.
For sure.
That's what I'm here for, to remind everybody. Well, that's
tell you what.
Quiet.
I sure don't have my feet up on the desk. That's for darn sure, too.
All right, well,
up on the other chair,
I'm going to go ahead and get off of here because I got a lot of things to do today. So if you guys want to stick around, you got another 15 minutes.
Thank you for
You're really going to leave me with Bobby? Gosh, that's scary.
I'm going to let you two work it out now. I've done my part.
Thank you for another wonderful service there, Chaplain.
My pleasure, always.
And Chris?
I'm just glad I made it on time to be able to at least hear some of it because, of course, I had to meet you because I'm at work.
Right. Well,
you mean,
I'm glad you popped in, brother. Yeah, we're glad you popped in.
Go ahead, Bobby.
No, I was saying we're glad that he popped in anyway. And
yeah.
Just
nice
a
little surprise.
Make sure you're hydrated there, brother.
Yeah, that was a nice little surprise. I didn't know you was even on here.
Well, like I said, I had to mute it because I had alarms going off and all kinds of stuff, so.
Yeah.
I had to mute my sound on my end anyway.
Well, at least you got here.
So, right now, well, I tell you what, I'm getting a taste of what hell feels like here, that's for sure.
Not even close, brother.
I said a small taste.
Right.
I tell you what, this heat is unbearable.
I can believe it. All right, well, like I said, I got to get going, guys. I'll see you later. Love yous, and have a peaceful Sunday and rest of the week.
All right, you too, brother.
I'll be there, y'all. Working. Unlike Bobby.
God bless y'all. And Chris, stay hydrated, brother.
Yeah.
Well, I've already drank a 12-pack of water. So I'm trying.
I hear you. And this concludes our show. God bless America. God bless our children, first responders, missing, our veterans, our military, and God bless the Defender 7.
Hurry
Have a great day, everyone.